All right. Welcome back to the Awakening Wave Show. This is where we are all riding the wave of transformation while ascending during this time. I am Robin Lee, your host, and we have a great lineup today. Q will be joining us along with Michael Deem from Bards and Rise. And the title of the show today, all bullshit aside, the true reality of sexuality, relationships, and more. So before we get started, I would like to share a little opening statement. For all of my new listeners, subscribers, and future guests that will be tuning into the show today, I have been on such an amazing journey with this family of light beings. And you all know who you are because I know you're listening. All of you that have become part of my life, I love you all more than I can say. But most of all, on this journey, I have learned to love myself. I am no longer a victim. I am a victor. And as Helen Reddy would say, I am woman, hear me roar. I am a warrior. And on the journey of seeking truth, knowledge, and sharing my light and heart with the world. I am the light, and this radio show that I have created is my lighthouse where I can beam my light to all of you. And I love you all so much from my heart. So let's get this party started. And I would like to, first of all, say a great big thank you to my sponsor, Nano Ojas. Their website is www.nanoojas.net. The product that they have is the Nano Ojas Everyday Wellness Spray that I use all the time. It's absolutely wonderful for your immunity and also increasing your energy. I've been using this stuff for quite some time. The other favorite that I like is the Repair Spray. It is the cellular skin recovery, and I use that for anti-aging, amongst other things that the spray does. Now, their all-season nasal support spray is absolutely wonderful, especially because I live up here in North America. It is so dry. And talk about stuffy nose all the time. It gets a little annoying. So if you're interested in knowing more about this product, please go to their website, www.nanoojas.net. You can use the Awakening Wave 63 promo code for 15% off your order. They have live testimonials there. There's all kinds of scientific information on the Learn tab. So check it out and enjoy. I also want to say a shout out to the Magic Retreat with Lucia, Nicola Evans, and Margie Barbier. Their website is www.lucianicolaevans.com. And if you go there and click on the retreat button, you will see their lineup for the upcoming retreats. The next one is the California Women's Retreat from June 12th through the 19th at Escondido, California. Now, I'm here to say I've been on two of these retreats and they are the most amazing time ever. Those two women, I just had a little collaboration with them yesterday. I just want them to know how much I love them and I'm so grateful for what they do for all of us. I love you guys. I know you're listening. Hugs, big hugs and kisses. Okay, last but not least, a little update on the fitness competition that's coming up May 24th. I will be turning the big 6-4 the day before. It is the NPC Bikini Masters 55 up and 60 up. So I am getting ready to go into week 9. And what I say by that, I have 9 weeks to go before the show. So for all of you that are interested in checking out my workout plan, you can go to my radio webpage and the plan is right there. Feel free to print it out and use it. And also, I have a meal plan that I have been following. Now, I don't do it exactly strict like the one there because I've been incorporating fruits into my nutrition plan. And the reason for that is because during this ascension time, the body is a little bit different. And I listen to what my body says that I need, but I also am learning how to build muscle. Instead of doing heavier weights, I'm doing lighter weights with more repetitions, and we'll see how that goes. So, just a little update on that. And so, before we move in to the show topics, I'd like to introduce Mike from Bard's Rise. He is with us today along with Q. Mike has a show on Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Eastern, and he shares information in regard to corruption, unconstitutionality, and the very dark side of the government, which we are all becoming aware of more and more every day. So if you're not aware of it, pull your head out of the sand and wake up because there's a lot of stuff going on. Welcome back, Mike, to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking me to be on again. It's
Yeah.
my privilege. Thank you.
Love it. I love it. We just had a little collaboration early this morning. Mike had me laughing so hard. He's a funny man, aren't you, Mike?
Don't spread it around, you'll ruin my reputation.
Also, without any further ado, we have Qster here. And for those of you that are first joining the show, I want to tell you a little bit about the show's the PRQ Homesteading. That is on at 1 p.m. every Saturday. He is teaching us how to homestead our properties. I know because I have done it, and there are several other people here in the great state of Michigan, the Michigan Connection, that's what I'm going to call it. And we're doing very well. And we are here to help others. If you guys are wanting to know how to do it or need some assistance, please feel free to reach out to my radio station email, which is awakeningwavecr@gmail.com. But again, make sure you get in there and listen to this show. The archives are in there from, I do believe they go all the way back to August, the end of August. And then every Saturday at 2 p.m., he has the Timeline show, which is very, very interesting. And so when we go into this show, we will be referencing some past timelines, but they're just only going to be used as reference points. And then again, there is the Inspiration with Q every other Saturday with the lovely Aloha and Sunshine. And they bring great information for all of us, sharing their knowledge, their experiences, and their heartfelt love. And then again, every Saturday, every single Saturday, Project Review with Q at 6 p.m. Eastern. Always good to have you, Q, on the show. Thank you so much for fitting me into your busy, busy schedule. How are you?
Wow, you have good music and you sound way more professional than me. This is a legitimate show. Somebody's really working hard here. I'm outstanding. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My great love to you. What do you want to talk about today?
Okay, well, so I want to kind of go back into a reference point of a timeline. And oh, before I get started, I have this really good clone joke. Can I share it with you?
Can't wait.
Okay, are you ready? Mike, you too. You guys got to figure this one out. Okay, so here it goes. What do you get when you cryogenically freeze a genetic copy of basketball legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I'll tap out. No idea.
Jabbar.
Okay, so you guys give up?
I do.
I nailed it. I'm pretty sure I nailed it.
All right, the answer is an Ice Kareem clone. Woo!
Oh, that's strong. That one's strong.
That's a good one. I thought so too. I thought you might like that one. And then there's just one other one. It's kind of an opening one that I th thought was a little funny. The other ones were kind of corny. So I just opened up a deer cloning business. So it's for anyone looking to make a quick buck. Okay, that one didn't go over well. That was just
I was muted. Sorry, I did laugh. I was muted. Forgive me. That was pretty good too.
All
Because I
right.
could see both a buck. I could see a buck both ways. That's pretty good. That's pretty clever. Is there a clone comedy webpage you're pulling this off of? Is this all on your own?
No, I just go and I Google search it and see what comes up, and then I just go with the ones that resonate. So pretty good. All right.
Yeah, thank Yeah,
Go ahead.
thanks for having fun with us and thank you for doing this show. What do you guys want to work on today?
All right, so we're gonna dive into, and don't be nervous, okay, Q? Take a deep breath if you get nervous, all right? I'm gonna ask some interesting questions. So if you have to breathe, I understand. No worries. All
Okay.
All right, so I kind of want to go back to reference a timeline where I did a show where I talked about one of the books that I was reading. And a while back, you kind of made a statement about books, you know, if they're over a certain amount of pages that, you know, they're probably channeled, et cetera, et cetera. And I got a lot of feedback in regard to that. I even got a negative feedback on that, but that's all in the past and I don't worry about it. So what I want to kind of bring to the forefront is that, you know, I was watching Jordan Maxwell, and he talked about when he was a younger person, how he wanted to know the truth and how he did the research, and his heart just took him to where, whatever it took to, and he, in regard to books and getting his information, traveling the world, and so forth. And so, in regard to the books, there's a lot of great authors, and a few of them, like Jordan Maxwell, Dr. David Icke. And lately, I've been reading a lot of the Stuart Swerdlow books. And the one that really jumped out at me was The True Reality of Sexuality, because we've all been hearing a lot about sexuality and, you know, the male female organisms and stuff like that. And I guess my question to you is, I found out a lot about programming, and I've had conversations with Mike about it. So, based on the programming that some of us experience, it's mostly because of the primary purpose of the sexual programming is mind control. So can you share how and when this programming is being done to us? Is it something that we're born with? Is it something from past lives? Could you just elaborate a little bit more on that topic?
excuse me. The reason that I will promote Stuart quite a bit is because when the abduction process, you can't really put a title on, you can't give the group, Mike's done a good job of coming forward about his experiences. I'd like to tell you that there was one group that did all this, but it's actually several groups that is very organized managing several groups. So you can't say the industrial military project is exclusively one silo within the US military or other militaries. So erase titles, and then you'll see the bigger game. When they abduct us and repeatedly rape us, they want to harvest the light coming through us. And that's why you're seeing the adrenochrome issues. You're seeing pedophilia. All of those. This is a tough topic, but we've been tricked into understanding sexuality. Well, they already knew what it was all about, and that is when you do take from another light, you're getting more light. So that's all they're trying to get to our level are really the reason that abductions occur. Is the sexuality side is really not that's just an avenue. If I can scare you, if I can rape you, if I can do all those things, it's really just to get the light more powerful into a physical body and then do something with it. So you can scavenge it many different ways. And forgive me if you didn't expect the topic to turn to this direction.
Oh no. I really truly appreciate it because there's some ways in the book where he tells us how to deprogram it, and I'm so glad that you're getting into that part of it.
Yeah, and you can go do it both ways. So some of, you know, I've did my best to ex teach everyone to read Eve is one book, Eve Feather Serpent, because you can actually use bad magic and get better results too. So the Galactic Federation is probably the portions of the Galactic Federation, they would endorse using the dark's tools here to beat them at their own game. So you can do it both ways, participating and beat them at their own games. So I'm not going to give you an exclusive answer on where you play, but just observe is maybe my suggestion.
Okay. All right. So are you saying only, well, my impression of it is this, there's only specific people that are programmed. Is that a fair statement?
Define program.
Well, programming is like the mind control. So when we get into relationships, say for instance, you meet someone and you guys are like happy, you're in the rabbit zone for the first couple of years, and then things are going well. And then something happens where the male tends to start losing interest, or we start losing interest, and then things
Did you say
change.
the rabbit zone? I have to steal that. The rabbit zone?
Rabbit season, I call it rabbit season. And what
Right
I said to
on. That was creative. I love it.
I know. And I actually said to Mike, I said, why can't we just have rabbit season all year round, you know, throughout the whole relationship? So I guess my question is why is it that sexual relationships are difficult for certain people in regard to the programming?
Okay, so the program that is the most prevalent here will be epigenetics, which in many people call it karma. So our karmic relationships, they're a lot stronger than you might expect. They are showing up in geographies that are convenient for your life too. So you fell in love with your high school sweetheart, karmic relationship. It is not a coincidence that epigenetics was installed in that geography. Notice how there's many races of beings that are isolated in compartments on your planet. Why would that be? Well, those epigenetics are helping fuel it through the birth of another generation, another generation, another generation. So we're basically reliving not only the karmic cycle, we're reliving an epigenetic cycle. And that's why we have that euphoric relationship with our first love, if it is truly a karmic one. And that's also, it answers your other question of why does it die off? Because it's not true love. It's not really from your heart. It's exciting, don't get me wrong. It has massive splashes, but it wears out, doesn't it?
And you know, when I first got married, it was to my first love, and I had children with him, but I knew that when I was going down the or in front of the judge to say my vows, I knew that it wasn't like that real true love. Like, you know, I knew it wasn't there, but I did it because the programming, maybe we might want to say, is that I was pregnant for my first child, and I didn't know that I was able to get pregnant because I was in my 30s, and I thought, huh, well, this is odd because I was okay with not having kids because as a Catholic, I read the book of Revelations, and I said, well, I don't want to have kids because I have this feeling I'm going to be alive during that time. So yeah, I definitely experienced that type of relationship, and it didn't last, even though he was my first love, and we changed, I changed, and the children came, and things changed that way too. So very interesting. Mike, I don't want to keep you out there. You want to chime in at all or any questions?
No, I'm good.
Okay, well, don't be shy. Okay, so that gets me back to the question of two people that you know very well, and that's Mike and Leah. And they wanted to ask the question for you to elaborate on sexual alchemy, what it is, and how is it. Well, I'll let you answer that question first, and then we'll go into the second one.
All right. So, thank you so much for having so much faith in me to ask a question
Absolutely.
like that. There's a lot of people who have done some great work to explain it, whether you want to use Stuart stuff or material or many other people. But what's unique about this type of human, and so you're engineered, the epigenetics are engineered. Most of your personalities are engineered. So they're not really you, but you get to express yourself through a personality. Your blood type's engineered. Everything about you has been engineered to be in a control system. And I know it's tough information. What's typical for a mammalian would be you could live as long as you wanted and decide when you wanted to be something else. That would be normal. So that's why this place is so tough, unfortunately. I'm so sorry it's coming for me. It's the work I desire to do and want to be of help because there's a way out of it and resources for it too.
Well,
When you look at how these geneticists made this type of human, they wanted to be able to compartmentalize it in a geography that it could survive. And so one of those ways to do it is to procreate in a way that was exciting, enticing, and rejuvenated over and over and over and over and over again. So now you got 2,000 years of this. And when you start looking at how the engineering works, you'll see that there's enough reptilian in you, fear, flight, lust, greed. In you is part of the blood engineering. So if you want to cite blue blood, true blood as an example, that's just one component of many. So don't hang your hat on just one avenue of information. But the way we're engineered is to get us, well, our emotions are so strong that it will control the alchemy. And that's why pornography is so powerful, is because it trips something in you. And that's the alchemy that you don't necessarily recognize through the brain. So the brain's done a very good job of controlling emotions versus our actual emotions are love, peace, gratitude, compassion, incredible joy is hidden from the brain quite easily. I'll stop there. Thank you.
Yes, that was beautiful. I love that. Okay, and they go on, they also want to know, how is the energy moved upwards and not outwards, and how to separate the orgasm from the ejaculation? In other words, don't spill the seed.
I can go a lot of different directions. Probably there's many ways to reach your light is where I would prefer, and this is just one opportunity you could utilize is the transfer of energetics between one person, another person through physicality, which may not actually result in the procreation process, ejaculation, as you say. So, as an example, you could have an orgasm state and or light, you'd have all your light in you by just gazing in your partner's eyes without touching. Yet we have to relearn it or we forgot it, whichever you like, because we're not taking care of each other as much as we used to, is maybe one way to look at it.
I think that's beautiful. And, in my upbringing, I was always taught, and that your body is your temple, and that when that time comes that you are ready to share your heart with someone, then you are able to share the physicality with that person. And that's always how I've kind of navigated through my relationships in some cases, not all.
Yeah, I did my best to teach that at one time. I guess still doing it is if you are in a new relationship, just hit a park bench, and if the person can't stare you in the eyes for, make it uncomfortable duration of time, I'm suggesting 10 minutes, you'll be able to hear each other's knowledge, not thoughts, knowledge. And the knowledge within you, when you do gazing with each other, will be unbelievably obvious. We're not a right fit. This is really great fit. You'll get one or the other. And the people who can't hold gaze with you, spirit with you, then it's crystal clear, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, that's exactly spot on and how I have always, because I've always been big into looking into other people's eyes, and I do that a lot, even more now with knowing the spirit within me. Oh yeah.
When you get at when you finally do meet your partner, your if you I gotta adjust my mic, sorry. I really, really want to take care. I really want to get to know you. And would it be okay if we just gazed in each other's eyes? So I can feel your heart and you can feel my heart is maybe an opportunity for it. And if we did take better care of our relationships, whether it be politics or otherwise, imagine if you went to have a legal battle and with your lawyer, you said, I really want to connect with you in your heart to make sure this is a good fit. Imagine if you did it that way and you used to do it that way. I don't feel good about fighting this legal battle. I don't feel good about it either. And I don't like you either. So there's a lot to gain. It's very funny that we don't communicate the way we used to and participate. There's many topics I could write down for you all about what's it like to live here versus other places in the universe. Universes. That's the one biggest deal is we don't take care of each other. We don't care about each other. We think we do, but we don't know how to do it anymore. So that's my suggestion is really slow things down. You look people in the eye and say, okay, I really care about you and what you're up to without even using a word. Remember, all the words are from the mind.
Absolutely. So when and if we do move forward into a relationship, so for myself, and I think Mike has done the same, we've been doing a lot of clearings on the Creation Lightship because of all the information that we have learned in regard to barcodes and our, our epigenetics and our ancestral epigenetics that we get from previous lives also. Is it safe to say that going forward into a relationship, do we really have to worry about the slime by them? And how will we know that it's going to be safe to connect with that other person without getting all that stuff back into us when we've worked so hard to get rid of it?
Oh, that's a fun question. Well, if we have doubt, wouldn't that be a tool for us?
Sure would be. So,
Well, part of what I'm supporting here is if you can just shut the mind off with another person, it for from now on, forevermore, it should be very, very clean. If we can start to stop thinking when we enter into relationships and feel them instead of listen to them, really know each other, it will get cleaned up very quickly. But we're all getting an application on our phones to try and find a relationship. It's not going to work.
Oh, you mean like dating sites?
I actually was going to start my own. I was going to call it I was going to call it Quinder.
I love it.
I really thought I could pull it off, you know. I was going to do something through BBS probably. I don't know. How would you do it? How would you teach people to know themselves so well that they wouldn't tolerate maybes?
Okay,
Is
well,
what I'm feeling your questions are really about. Why would I hang out with people I don't prefer at level 10? Even Pluton,
Platonic.
I almost did it. I have a joke about that word. Anyway, even your simplest relationship should be at a very high level, shouldn't they?
Well, and yes, and I and here I can I chime in on that? I truly believe that before you can ever be with another person and love that person, you really truly have to love yourself and know yourself. And on this journey that I've been on, you know, I used to hear people say how much they love you, Q. I love Q. I love Q. And I'm like, I don't just say I love you to somebody I don't know, but then I come to realize that I love myself. And if I love myself, then I know I love you, Q. So I can honestly say this to you, and I want to say it from my heart. I do love you. I really do. Because I love me, and you are me, and I am you.
So you're giving me love because you're confident in your presence, your light, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's so simple. That's why it's tricky, is we get confused with maybe we could argue the genetics that we're all in does confuse it. The mind confuses the issues around relationships, and the heart never is confused, is it?
No. And you know, I've always been really good with intuition and knowing the feeling, but the problem was is that I always listened to the mind, and that's what took me down the wrong road at certain times in my life.
It always has the answers, doesn't it?
It does. And you just got to freaking listen to it. That's all. It's that simple. So very interesting.
How did you do it? How did you realize you were listening to a Rolodex or a tape or a record? How did you see the delta between yourself and the mind opposing each other?
Because I started becoming more aware of my thoughts, okay? And whenever I would feel like an anger feeling in my heart, I would take a step back and go, okay, where's that anger coming from? What is that all about? And I would take a deep breath and just try to figure out what the trigger is in me. And the key to really understanding who you are is to be aware of what is happening to you and then try to deprogram it. And loving yourself is a big step in that direction.
Yeah, it's really fun. Yeah, please keep going. This is a great show. I'm so glad you did this. I'm still jealous that you're far more professional than me. Real music, real. It's actually a radio show host here. Please
Well,
keep going.
I
Can I
create.
Jump in here? Can I
Yes.
Ask you a question?
Yes, Mike, you have the floor. Come on in.
So, sex for us, at least for me, it encompasses three really big things, right? It can be something that's probably the most intimate feeling or act that we can do. It could be really fun and pleasurable. And it can also be a very demeaning, degrading act, depending on how it's done with the wrong intentions. So I'd like to try and break that out. How can we break that out so that when somebody brings up sex, we don't all have these different reactions to that one word? And I remember UQ talking to Mermaid on your show one time, and you asked her about her experience as Mary Magdalene. And she said something, at least to what I recall, that she was trained in something, something, something. I don't remember what she said, the term. She says, but that allows you to connect on such a deeper level than anything physical. So, what was it that she was talking about? Can you explain or elaborate for us?
Yeah, very good question. Thanks for doing that. when we observe ourselves, so I'll use Mermaid and myself, and all of us are the same way for the most part, is we're just taking great care. Lucinda Cohn Evans is obviously an expert, and many of the people she runs with. we're all here as a collective to reinvigorate it in many cases, and that is paying attention. But paying attention, as you pointed out, has nothing to do with the brain. The brain only wants to talk and talk and talk to you. You're observing the conversation in your head. And so when she starts giving you, a mermaid starts giving you models, we will work with many different words to get you to remember what it's like to pay attention. And the reason that you would perceive an activity more prominent than another activity, so if I hug you, is different than when I lay with you. Okay, so those are all mind control issues because you're giving me all of your attention, whether you're talking to me, listening to me, touching me, or otherwise. So that's where light beings, we don't understand what it's like to be humans, and that's why I desire and very thirsty to have you teach me what it's like to be this type of human. Because we only see 100% attention, or I'm going to be on a talk show for an hour with you. You're not getting my full attention, are you? I'm only going to be with you for an hour today. Whereas I'm going to have my other attention somewhere else. So we don't really differentiate with the moods and emotions. We only know 100% all in of our attention. We don't differentiate, as an example, from what you're calling sexuality and affection and attention. We don't see. We're just we're content at being in these bodies, and we only give each other the attention we want to. I hope that helps a little bit.
A little bit.
Thank you, Q. Appreciate that. Okay, I'm going to chime back in real quick here. In regard to the programming, Stuart has a lot of ways of deprogramming. And my question to you is, as a single woman, I don't have a partner to help me with that deprogramming. And there are some other ways that he does it in a group asset, which, is not my cup of tea, unless I was a lion or something, right, Mike? Inside joke. Anyway, are there other ways to go about the deprogramming, such as commands, clearings, having barcodes removed? What is your, could you, well, can you elaborate if that is another route to go other than doing it the way in the book? And not that that's bad, for somebody that has a partner or, whatever the situation would be. But for me, I would like to do it with just myself if possible. And if it means going within and doing more clearings and just staying in the here and now, that I can be done with the programming, or can it happen to me at any time? Because I do know that from my scan that I received from Stuart that there is programming through my past lineage.
Well, I will by no way, shape or form can I tell you what is going to occur in your reality. It's up to you. And it should get very easy to see more and more that you're not going to care about anything anymore. You're not going to be bothered by anything anymore. And you may say that's contrite or flip. You will not care about anything that's happened in the past, which you exclusively just talked about.
Yeah. So,
Things in the
okay, that means.
past will disappear. You're not going to worry about anything, how it works, what it's going to look like. Ascension is all about not, you do not care about anything to a fault. If we want to model me, I don't care anything about myself. I care about all of you so much. I will take the shots for you because I care only about you guys. So even that sounds flip to you. How could someone live for all of us? Well, that's what you're doing too, because you don't care about you as the identity of you.
Yeah.
Tricky
Okay.
statement, isn't it?
No, that's
You're
actually a
not going to
perfect.
care about anything. You're not going to care about anything very soon if it's not bad that you do care about everything, but that's what's keeping you in the game. You care about everything. You keep watching. So many people watch the news every day. Many people worry about their checkbook. You're worried about things. You're constantly on a treadmill. Soon, that is all going to go away. That's all we do. That's all our job is to make sure you get some kind of capability to quit worrying about how this is developing, what ascension really is. Here's what ascension is. You don't care about anything anymore, except right now.
Exactly.
That's it.
So you answered my question, and that's perfect because that's where I'm at. I really don't care about what's going on out there. And my primary focus is on what I'm creating and what makes me happy. And so, yeah, thank you. That confirms it. Appreciate that.
Sorry to be so repetitive, but that's what we're used to doing, is not really worrying about if she likes me or he doesn't like me. Those days are disappearing very quickly. As an example, look at little ones. Just do little ones for your understanding. This is, again, your self-understanding. What if you were asked out on a date and you said no, and you hurt the gentleman's feelings, as example. Now, we're getting so sensitive that we can feel that we hurt the gentleman's feelings, but you're now going to be able to release it and say, it's gone. Whereas in the past, oh, he was such a nice guy, but I don't like bald men. That's okay. Or whatever the trying to be funny here, you guys, but what is can you extrapolate, why would I care about what an individual looks like when it really was, I didn't really feel right. I didn't really enjoy being with that person, although they were very kind and they asked me on a date. You're not going to care about that pretty soon, because the duration of time that you've been alive in the universe is so vast, you're going to realize that living your, forgive me, your petty 85 years here is just a blip of a second. It's not to degrade this type of human. It's that you're going to get so many of your memories back. You're going to realize this is really fun place and just enjoy it for what it is. And then we can do something else. That's my encouragement.
Okay, I like that.
Can
Mike,
I ask a follow-up question on that? You've said
please.
several times that we're going to get the memories back. And how does that happen? Does that happen gradually, or will there come a day, an event, where we get everything all at once because we're ready for it then?
Most of the biggest clues you'll have is the evolution of humanity's awareness. So if you look at us in a large group, which we don't always have that luxury because, you're not able to talk to a billion people right now. Your internet doesn't allow you to talk to a billion people. We're doing our best here to talk to a lot of people. But because there's more light in all of us is not a when, it's just how. So when Mike works on himself, Mike is not the same person he was 10 years ago. I assure you, if the mermaid and I are here and many others, that means more light's coming through these physical bodies. So you don't really have a choice on when, it's really a how. It's up to you. It's imminent. You're look at you compared to years ago. You have to admit something's different. Is that fair to say?
I'm a completely different person.
I second that.
Right. So that's the light coming through, and it's painful to hear the words over and over again, but your natural common sense is starting to take foothold here. You're really going, wait a minute, why do I pay tax? I don't understand. Why do I pay taxes for a place I live in? And bravo for Robin, like, okay, wait a minute. I'm a human on planet Earth. Why would I pay land taxes to a county that just builds more fire departments with TVs in front of them? Or pick a battle. The common sense topic is what I'm doing my best to explain. Just a lot of things are not going to, you're just not going to like doing them anymore. You're not going to like going to the mailbox. It's really, do you have any fun experiences going to the mailbox except getting cards from the grandkids? A lot of little common sense things is the measure you just asked of me.
I love it.
We don't always have a say in that, right? I mean, if we're in a war, that means the other side, the enemy, gets to make moves. And some of them we're not going to like. So today's a perfect example. I didn't go to the mailbox, but the mailman knocked on my door looking to serve me with a certified letter from, some government that wants to take my money for some BS reason. So what do we deal with? How do we deal with that?
Throw it in the garbage.
Yes, but they can escalate it, and they've done it before. And in fact, there was somebody that called into your show. I don't know if it was last week or the week before, that basically said two non-governmental, well, two agents, pr two private agents working for the government came in and basically kidnapped her off of her property that was posted and dragged her into court.
Yeah, so it's a great question. So, as light beings, we don't prefer a title, but we don't care. We don't care about loss. We don't have any value system. We don't have any money. Will I use money? I don't actually. It doesn't have any value to me. So that's what I'm doing my best to. Do I care if I lost my house? I will be living somewhere. We don't have care is where you're going. That was just an experience. We don't understand the values of metrics on penalties. We don't understand laws is where you're going. What is a rule? What is fair? We don't understand fair at all. That's right. That's wrong. We don't understand that. A lot of you do, though. Unfortunately, or fortunately, we can't even get excited about that. And that's what I'm doing my best to explain. You're going to forget. You're going to quit caring about a lot of things now. It's very exciting times.
Yeah, and when you forget and you don't care, they go away. This is my
They disappear, especially relationships. And I did it on purpose. I made sure to go ahead and put homes in foreclosure multiple times and just throw the paperwork away. And obviously the land patent was my defense system. But it's really because I cared about freedom for the whole world so I could be the guinea pig and prove to you if they don't exist in my reality, because I don't care about them, but as if a bank has any value to anybody other than manipulating it. We just don't care, and we observe it. The mermaid and I really don't care about anything other than our own love for each other and making sure we don't get injured, harmed. We only care about taking care of each other and just like the way I care about you guys. You're no different. I only care about your safety and health and
So,
freedom.
as a collective, when we all start getting to that point where we don't care, a lot of things are just going to disappear. Is that a correct thing to say?
That's what I'm doing my best to explain on these silly shows is you're starting to see it start to show up in your politics. You're getting more light in some of these politicians. I'll let you decide who they are. And they're standing up for us because they care about our health and welfare. They don't really and that's what's so good about forgetting everything is because they're still dedicated to our welfare, not about anything else. They see problems and opportunities for improvement. They're doing their best to get your word. That's why these shows are fun for me, because I know the people who are listening to all of us. Everything is being monitored now, especially when you put me on the air. They're going to go, okay, so these people feel this way. You're a witness to what the world is seeing and doing. And when you can do that in real time, we don't have to go to court to prove a wrong. We can talk about it on this radio. We don't have to write a petition. All you have to do is speak now from your heart, and changes will come in your reality. I guarantee you. It's just to be honest with ourselves. You're starting to see it, I would assume.
I've actually experienced, I am experiencing it, so I can say 100% it's real. So Q, we got a few more minutes. I just want to get this last question in real quick. So back a while, when you mentioned age regression technology during the Healing Project presentations, how we could restore ourselves back to the age of 30. And we know by doing the work and taking care of ourselves and eating the right foods and all that, that is part of the assistance with it. But could you elaborate, however, is there a technology such as the Tesseract or Arcturian box that will be activated to give older women like myself and others a boost in regard to having capabilities of reseeding this beautiful earth?
Yes, and if you invite me back in the future, I'll talk about it endlessly if you like.
Absolutely. And on that note, I would like to have you come back. So I'll get with your people if that's okay. And we can.
Thanks for doing that.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of people, out of respect for BBS, moving on to another show.
Right.
A lot of people lost their life for that statement, and I'm happy to talk about it endlessly.
I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for joining me today. And Mike, also you. The time went by real fast, and I hope we can collaborate again and you guys will join me back here on the Awakening Wave Show. And so, to all the listeners, from my heart, love you all. Have a beautiful, beautiful Saturday.
My great love to you. Thanks for having me on, everyone.
Thank you, Q.
Thank you, Robin.